Up and Adam. It is Tuesday, and Simo and Jordan right here with you for Snow FM Breakfast, 6:05. It is your Tuesday, bright and early.
Good morning, Simo. Great to be here on this Tuesday. One day done, 4 days to go. Is it too early to be looking towards the weekend?
As per usual, absolutely.
Yes.
Tuesday, mate.
Hey, Simo, last night I found out that I have no self-control.
Yeah, so you ended up partying on a Tuesday night.
Monday night.
Oh, yeah, good point. Even earlier in the week.
Yeah, so I was just chilling at home. I just had my UGG boots on, just watching TV. And then one of my housemates said, do you want to go out and have a bite to eat and have a couple of drinks? And I had already eaten.
Yeah.
But I still said yes.
So did you take the UGG boots out on the town?
No, I did change them.
Okay, right.
I know, I didn't want to give people the wrong impression.
Do you have an opinion on that in regards to UGG boots being being out amongst the community?
Well, I know for a fact your opinion on this, Simo.
Yeah,
well, which is you wear them all the time. In fact, actually, are you wearing them now? Hang on.
I'm not wearing them now, but...
Disappointed.
What my opinion on them is that weekends are okay in public. I don't do it during the week.
You did it yesterday.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, when we came...
Oh, right, yeah. That was after 5. After 5, dude. So the struts... Ben A. soaked this morning, 6:20. Simo and Jordan this morning for your Tuesday.
Now, Simo, when you go through a breakup, it can be a difficult time.
It's, it can be harsh. I've got friends that are going through it right now.
Yeah, so there's various stages. There's the kind of shock and the grief of when it first happens.
Is it the 7 stages of grief? What is it? Or 5? Somewhere there.
I don't know. I think 6 of the 7 stages of grief are just eating chocolate.
You got to work through them. Could you imagine? I've seen one great illustration of the stages of grief with a giraffe in sinking sand. So, like, it goes through all the stages because its neck's so long.
Yeah, so. Thank you. I did know that giraffes have long necks.
I mean,
that's what they're famous for.
It's a thousand emotions all at once, really. So, how is this couple doing?
Well, where do you reckon dumping a pile of manure would sit on the giraffe's neck scale?
It'd be up there, I reckon.
Which, by the way, I wish we'd learned about them in maths. Like, I've never needed a Venn diagram in my life, but a giraffe neck diagram would have been perfect.
Yeah.
Anyway, so an English man found out that his wife was cheating on him, so decided to go to the business place, the workplace of the man who was doing cheating.
The lover, he went to
lover and dumped a pile of manure outside their workplace. It just happened to be a pub.
Nailed it.
So dumped a pile of manure outside the pub with signs in the manure saying, the landlord is sleeping with my wife.
Okay.
Now, the pub has very strongly denied this and is quite angry, as you could expect if you didn't do anything.
It's outside, though. I mean,
it's outside, but literally it's outside the front door.
I've worked
so patrons will need to step either through or around it to gain access to the pub.
I mean, I've worked in pubs, and I think I've probably had to take a bucket of, like, hot water and, you know, clean up stuff that's worse than that out the front of a hotel, I reckon. I don't think they're probably as concerned by that as the news headlines suggest.
Well,
that's what I would say.
Well, Simo, let me show you the picture.
How much is it?
It's quite a... as you can tell from Simo's reaction, it's quite a lot.
Yeah, that's...
I would say it's like a whole uteful.
He's gone probably a ton.
Where do you even buy that?
Yeah.
Like, I know they sell, like, fertilizer at the hardware shop, but, I mean, that's not it. That's, like, actual manure.
That's why you don't break up with people who own horses.
Yes.
Exactly.
He must own many horses.
Zara Larsson, All the Time, 6:40. Snow FM breakfast happening right now. And Simo and Jordan discussing what is civilized and uncivilized behavior, which is, you've got a pretty good barometer for that kind of thing?
I like to think so. I like to think we all do.
Okay.
Well, actually not all of us, because there's some people who break that rule a lot.
Because the reason I bring it up is that there is a mandatory survey that has happened in China. So, like, it's all-encompassing. You know, cities like Beijing, the works, like...
Is this testing your China knowledge? Go on, give us another give us another town. Give us another city in China. We're now reading the article.
No, I can't do that. Tianjin, Shanghai.
Shanghai, there you go. That was the one I was going to go with.
So there is an online survey open up to all China's residents wishing to log their views on behaviours. So, say, you know, if you're walking, you know, along Lake Jindabyne here and someone has a dog... that urinates doesn't clean it up, you're like, you're an uncivilized human.
I tell you what, I just hope the website that they're using is a lot better than the one that the Australian government used for the census. Because, like, they've got a lot more people than we do in Australia. And remember, census night, everyone went to log on and the website crashed. It's and we've got, what, it's not even that many people in Australia, and China's got almost a billion, yeah, I think, or something like that.
It's a bandwidth issue.
Yeah. Jeez, if that crashes, I feel sorry for the bloke who judged.
But so the online survey basically involves people suggesting what they support as being uncivilized or civilized behavior. Here is some uncivilized behavior. Go. Apparently, including distracting public square dancing. I hate it when that happens.
Oh, it's so inconvenient. I hate when I'm just doing some dancing in a public square and someone comes up and distracts me and asks me for the time.
This is some of the top things that have been dictated as uncivilized behavior. So watch out for those square dancers if they happen locally. All right. Also, engaging in feudal superstition. I'm not 100% sure what that is, but moving on.
Like, is that it's doing a superstition that impacts on someone else?
Maybe it's just like some history study. But
like,
also,
if your superstition is to run around like with no shirt on, that would be weird, and that would also impact on other people.
Fair call.
So don't do that.
It's funny that you bring that up, because that is also one of the things that is in the top five. The Beijing bikini, which I am totally interested by. It's a habit of predominantly older men who roll their shirts up, exposing their midriff to keep cool on hot days. Now, I don't know if I've ever been sweating it out and felt really, really hot, that I just needed to expose that part of my body.
I mean, I've sweated from my forehead before. Yeah. Never have I sweated from my stomach.
Yeah.
Maybe after eating a very spicy meal I did.
Like, change into a muscle shirt or something like that, because, you know, that's where you're, for want of a better word, you're exuding a bit of distress there on a hot day.
Yes, but I've never felt the need to roll up my shirt and say, here is my stomach.
It's like, and yeah, they're not, it's the dad bod as well. It's not like, it's not a fashion statement.
Mm.
Do you want to know what the civilized ones were?
Go.
All right, so the civilized kind of activities that they're encouraging. Apparently, the locals encouraging people donating blood, which is always good.
Yep,
do that locally as well. Tick. Return dropped money.
Yep, tick. I mean, depending on how much it is, sometimes I may return it to my wallet.
And this one, or discouraging smokers in public spaces.
Yeah, tick for health reasons.
Tick for health reasons, but I mean, is that a choice thing? Or do you reckon, because would you participate in that? Like, out and about, in a public space, you'd just be like going up to smokers and being, mate, put that away.
Oh, God, no. I would stew in my head, but be too shy to say anything.
Fair call. Fake magic, Peking duck. Maybe we should start up our own local survey. What do you reckon?
Yeah, I mean, if you want to ride it, go nuts.
Fake magic this morning. Illy this morning, tightrope. Snow FM at breakfast, Simo and Jordan.
Hey, Simo, I was scrolling through Facebook last night, just sitting on the couch, where I stumbled across a video which I was convinced was fake, but turns out it's actually real, it's genuine, this happened.
You must have had a bit of a like a niggling feeling, because you went and did further research to determine whether or not it was real.
I did have a fair bit of spare time yesterday evening, so that's why I did all this research. And the research involved Googling it, so, I mean, it wasn't, you know, university standard.
Was this an episode of The X-Files, perchance?
No, it wasn't. So, so the video I saw, let me describe it to you. We open, God, I feel like I'm doing a dramatic reading or something.
yeah, go hard, yep.
We open on the scene of a park, a footpath running through the middle, trees in the distance, grass on either side of the footpath. A man is walking down the path. It's raining. It's drizzling. He's got an umbrella above his head. This is quite good, isn't it? He's walking through the park. All seems normal.
Right.
Then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, a bolt of lightning.
Oh.
Almost hits him.
Almost
hits him. It hits the grass about a meter or so just to his right.
Okay, wow.
Which that's the bit that got me
excited.
No, that's the bit that got me thinking that this was a fake video, because I was always thought that lightning hits the highest possible thing, which when he's holding a metal umbrella, or when there's tall trees just over there, I thought it would have been them.
I mean,
and it wouldn't have got all the way down to the grass. So that's what kind of spiked my interest. Maybe this is a fake video.
Yeah, not to go with science on you, but I think it's like positive and negative neutrons. Is that what they are?
I have no idea.
I mean, the only neutron I know is Jimmy, so.
I mean, the only science I know is watching the Big Bang Theory, and I don't really think that counts. So this guy, he was fine.
Yeah.
So he kind of shocked. The umbrella went flying out of his hands. He kind of thought, this is a bit weird. Picked up the umbrella and then kind of ran off fine.
Yeah,
and he was fine. But I've Googled it, and it's actually a genuine story. So this happened in South Carolina. He was a school counselor just walking through and almost got struck by lightning. What a crazy story. But it got me thinking, Simo.
Yeah, he's going to need counseling himself.
If you get struck by lightning, or if you nearly get struck by lightning like this and you're fine, which fortunately this guy was.
Yeah.
Do you reckon there's a part of you, even if it is just a very tiny part in your head that thinks, maybe now I've got superpowers? You know, do you reckon he went home, sat on the couch, just looked at his TV and in his head went, on?
No, I don't reckon, but that would be, I mean, that's a very...
Because that's what I would do.
No, the first thought would be like, oh man, oh man, oh man, oh man. Everything means nothing if I can't have you. If I can't have you, Shawn Mendes this morning on Snow FM. Breakfast 10 past 7 on your Tuesday.
Hey, Simo, are you someone that reads text messages and then doesn't reply?
I think I have actually got... Well, yes, I definitely do that.
Yes, it was a rhetorical question, I know.
You've experienced it?
Yes.
But it is a minefield out there in regards to the texting situation between people in relationships and all that kind of bizzo. And there is a guy who, he went on a date and then, well, he copped a couple of texts that were red flags.
Okay.
So what do you look for in a red flag, Jordan?
Well, I look for a strong flagpole and a flag which is predominantly red.
Yeah, and it waves in the breeze quite...
Yeah.
Strongly?
Yeah.
Well, this would have to be definitely up there for one. So this guy, he's gone on a first date. He's scared he's going to get ghosted because, I mean, it's an absolute minefield dating out there. And he received these messages.
Okay, go.
All right. On my way to the gym now. Can you do me a favor? And he's like, yeah, what do you need? And message comes back. Mm-hmm. Click on my contact, press the I button, then turn on red receipts.
That's very like, that's like instructions. That's like when you're getting technical support or something like that from one of these call centers.
Yeah.
So what, turn on red receipts? So,
yeah.
So what's that?
Well, I'd say, going by your description from before, that is a red flag. So, a flagpole with a flag that is predominantly red waving in the breeze.
But so why is that? So when the girl sends a text message and the guy sees it,
yeah,
it will send the girl a message saying it has been seen.
Correct.
So she can then see whether he's correct. Seen it and ignoring.
Yep.
Or whether he's just busy. Is that correct? Have I got that right?
That's correct. Doesn't say whether or not it's a girl. It could be a guy, of course, Jordan. So worth mentioning.
Simo, I like his very last message just after to turn on the red receipts. I've just seen it on Simo's piece of paper over there.
What does it say?
It just says what with multiple exclamation marks and question marks.
As it should. Of Monsters and Men, Wars on Snow FM at breakfast, 16 minutes past 7 for your Tuesday.
And now a little bit of insight into what goes on during the songs here at Snow FM Breakfast. Simo, as you know, every morning I make breakfast around this time.
Yes.
I have a sandwich, which are I pop really in the old sandwich toaster.
Are you really going to share this awkward moment?
What? And Simo was just, I was eating it during that song, and Simo was just glanced over me with puzzle in his eyes. I don't even know if that's... English, but close enough.
Yeah, no,
he was puzzled.
Yeah.
Simo, why were you puzzled?
Because the bread looked like, I mean, I don't want to say it was because I'm not 100% sure, but mold. Was that a thing that was partaking in the bread there?
No.
Okay.
Okay, Simo, it wasn't mold. I can't understand why it looks like mold. Yeah. Okay, the reason being is because today I thought I'd mix it up and have a little bit of basil pesto in the sandwich as well as a couple of other things.
Right.
I said, well, actually, I went and bought it yesterday and I've got my normal go-to brand of basil pesto that I love, which I think we all have.
Yeah.
But as I reached to grab that, I noticed just to the right there was a different brand, which I'd never seen before, on special for a lot cheaper. So I thought... You know what? Let's give that one a try. As I was making the sandwich last night, smelt it. Smelt very strong. I didn't know how much pesto to put on. I put on my normal amounts, ate it this morning, and realised far too much.
Alicia Cara ready. 20 minutes to 8. Snow FM at breakfast is thanks to High Country Automotive, the home of Kuminissan.
And Simo, the sitcom Friends, you would know it from its theme song, which is amazing. I mean, why, you know, sing it when, you know, I've actually queued up the actual theme song ready to play? All right, you have to do claps though, okay? All right, you ready? Here we go. Perfect. Oh, that was the greatest moment of my life.
I'm glad we could do that for you, Jordan.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, one of the stars of the show, Friends, making a comeback to the screen.
Okay.
After being off the screen for ages. It's not Ross, Rachel, or one of the original six Friends.
Okay.
It's Marcel.
Mate, no idea.
You're not a Friends fan?
No.
Marcel is Ross's pet monkey.
No way!
Yes!
How long has he been off the screen?
Well, years, because... Well, because Marcel appeared in season one.
Yeah.
In the episode The One with the Monkey. He played the monkey.
Yeah. He's shown great range there.
I know. He's playing a monkey, and in his new show, he's playing a monkey as well. Turns out Marcel actually isn't called Marcel. See,
that's the problem with Hollywood getting typecast.
I know. It's so inconvenient when monkeys have to play monkey. Anyway. Yeah. So it turns out Marcel's name isn't actually Marcel, and turns out Marcel isn't actually a boy either.
Okay.
Katie was the name of the female monkey that played Marcel.
Jeez, the lies.
Who's making a comeback in the film adaptation of Brian K. Vaughan's graphic novel, The Last Man.
Maybe it's, is it Marcel, or what's her actual name now?
Katie is the name of the real monkey, but Marcel was the character name. There you go, Simo. There's Ross his pet monkey. Interesting fact, David Schwimmer, who plays Ross, apparently hated the monkey.
Yeah.
Absolutely couldn't stand it. The rest of the cast loved it, but David Schwimmer, who had to do the majority of the acting with the monkey.
Hilarious.
Absolutely hated it.
I can't keep up with all the identity changes. So Marcel is now Katie, is that right?
No, so Katie is always Katie.
Right, yeah, the monkey.
But the character that Katie was playing.
Oh, she's an actor.
Was Marcel. Yes, yeah, she's a monkey actor.
Sorry.
Well, no, she's a monkey actress.
I thought she might have been a Kardashian or something.
I mean, she probably is, we don't know.
Kate Kardashian, make it a comeback. And Omar Idol happening right now. Well, thanks to Mountain Munchies. Good morning, Omar.
Good morning, boys. How are you?
Oh, we're both very well, thank you, Omar. Hey, I tell you what, are you a fan of Friends, by chance, the TV show?
Oh, yes. I love Chandler. Could he be any more funny?
Well, I tell you what, I'm very happy this morning because the actor or the actress that played Marcel the Monkey is making a return. Do you remember Marcel?
Oh, yes. The little capuchin.
Yes, that's the one. Thank you for pronouncing that word, because I've got it written in front of me and I didn't know how to pronounce it, so I just glossed over it before when we were talking about it.
Yes, Omar helps you.
Thank you, Omar. You're very kind. Would you ever like to have a pet monkey?
I already have Simon, but thank you.
She's actually an expert.
No, Simo's not a monkey. He's one of those baboons with the red bums that always kind of walks around sticking it out.
True. He has the problem with the sensitive skin on the bum. He can't help it, Jordan. Don't make fun of him.
No, it's just interesting to find out. We find out more about Simo each day.
A lot of eczema because Oma used to wash me too much as a kid.
Only on your bum.
On the buttock, yes. Only the buttock. Shiny like a baboon's bum.
Good. Well, let's move on from Simo's backside. shall we get into the song today, Oma? Did Simo send you through the lyrics?
I did. Do we have time for a joke?
Yeah, of course. Always do.
What do the rods from Perisher and Simon and my relationship have in common?
Oh, I'm not sure. What do the rods from Perisher and Simo's relationship have in common?
Always closed?
Sometimes it's smooth sailing, but other times there are long, icy stretches.
Oh, look at that. She's cracking the jokes this morning, Omar.
Simo, long icy stretches between you and your Omar's relationship. I'm heartbroken.
Sometimes it's a bit hot and cold, a bit like Katy Perry.
It always does. It does. It does.
It always, yeah, always melts away. Omar, you ready to sing for us this morning?
Oh, yes.
All right, let it roll. It is Omar Idol. It is all thanks to Mountain Munchies. If you recognise the lyrics, 64-572-977. Call when you know what this song is. Take it away, Omar.
I want your love and I want your revenge. You and me for granted man. Oh, I want your love and all your love and revenge. You and me for granted.
Omar,
fantastic,
nice work.
Omar. I tell you, Omar's singing is so good, the phone can't even handle it.
Oh, thank you, boy.
If you recognise those lyrics, 64-572-977, call now. Omar, have a great day.
Bye, boys.
Taylor Swift, you need to calm down this morning on Snow FM Breakfast and amongst Omar Idol this morning, all thanks to Mountain Munchies.
Simo, it was a bit of a tricky one this morning from Omar.
Well, she's a tricky individual, conniving even, and this morning she's singing a bit of, well, I've got it right here. This is what we were looking for this morning. Writing a bad romance.
sorry, Simo. I'm still in shock that you called your oma tricky and conniving. Maybe this is why you have an icy relationship.
No, it's why she's very good at singing those deep and dark, mysterious songs. So she'll be back tomorrow, and it will jackpot the Mountain Munchies voucher.
Is bad romance deep, dark, and mysterious?
I want your love, and I want your revenge.
Yeah, okay, fair enough.
I reckon so.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, fair enough. I must admit, I forgot that part of the song.
That Mountain and Munchies voucher will jackpot tomorrow. So jackpots by $10 a day worth $20. That's a lot of hot chips in your life that you can win tomorrow.
You can never have enough hot chips, though, Simo.
Up and Adam on the way to that 9 o'clock workday 25-2. It is Simo and Jordan, Snow FM Breakfast, thanks to High Country Automotive, the home of Kuma Nissan.
And Simo, it's been revealed overnight in a bit of a study that almost half of the American men and women who were surveyed have admitted to doing something that's pretty disgusting.
Interesting.
That I reckon I've done before. Well, I'm certain I've done before.
Like, do you admit to things under, like, anonymity? Is anonymity, like, anonymously?
No, anonymity is a place. Simo.
Correct.
Whatever the word you're saying.
Anonymity.
While you remain anonymous.
Yeah.
Let's just go with that.
Do you find it easier, like, to...
Yeah, I think we all do. Do you not? There's always that thing, though, in the back of my mind, that even though they've said you can remain anonymous, are they really, or is this just going to be as the curtain going to come up and this is an elaborate TV show and there's cameras going, oh, you admitted to that?
Probably.
Yes, but unfortunately that hasn't happened so far in my life.
I mean, that's an interesting fear to have.
I know.
That it could be a TV show about your life at any point.
A fear of curtains that may go up and there'll be a whole studio audience in front of me with lights and cameras and
the
lot.
Oh, dear. A little bit of an insight into Jordan's deepest fears there. I wonder if that's a phobia. I'll do some research. We've got CX Low in the meantime. It's no FM Breakfast. Give it into the air. CX Low sick this morning, Snow FM Breakfast, Simo and Jordan, it's 22.
And Simo, you've been doing a bit of Googling?
Yes, because you mentioned that for whatever reason you have a slight irrational fear that life might actually be a TV show and that curtains could open and there could be a whole studio audience watching your life.
What's that Jim Carrey movie? Isn't there a...
Funnily enough, there is a phobia.
Truman Show.
Yeah. And it's born out of that, so it's called the Truman Show Delusion, or the Truman Delusion. So you could be a sufferer of that. I also looked up the curtains thing that you seem to be dealing with.
Well, look, it's not just that. Okay, so we were talking before about whether even when people say that you can remain anonymous, if you're, say, for example, filling out a survey, do you believe them? There's a tiny part in my head that even though they've said you can remain anonymous while doing this survey, so please just be honest with anything that may be embarrassing, there's still that little thing in the back of my head that goes, this could be an elaborate prank.
So there apparently is definitely a condition whereby the sufferer is obsessed with curtains and emotionally attached themselves to people who open and close them.
I see.
So don't be opening and closing curtains in public because someone could fall in love with you, I guess, maybe.
Well, what about, like, when day, as it often does, turns to night and you're in your house and you have to close the curtains? Well, are you allowed to do that, or is that fine?
It's in a private space, man.
Anyway, the reason that we were talking about all of this surveys and stuff is because the survey was done in America overnight, which almost half of the people who were surveyed admitted to doing something pretty disgusting, which I know for a fact that I've done myself a couple of times, and Simo, I can almost certainly guarantee that you've done that. Now, the thing that they've admitted to doing...
I've got it. I know what it is.
Go.
Were they leaving the curtains open?
It's nothing to do with curtains.
Okay, sorry, continue.
Okay, so what they admitted to doing was wearing underwear for more than 2 days in a row.
Ooh.
Now, Simo,
I think I saw this research, and they also considered that a percentage would going a full week.
Yeah, a certain percentage going a full week, which is horrible. Like, you know, T-shirts can be worn multiple days. Okay. Just give yourself deodorant. Jeans don't need to be washed. I haven't washed my jeans since the 90s.
Yep.
But, like, undies need to be changed every day.
Okay, yeah, fair.
But, like, multiple people. 45% of people in the survey have said they would wear the same undies just for two or more days in a row.
Like, if push came to shove, Jordan.
Yeah.
Like... desert island situation.
Yeah, I mean, if you survey someone who's been stranded on a desert island with nothing for 3 weeks, of course they're going to be wearing the same.
Well, you reckon there's a bit of bias there?
I think so, but from all reports, like this survey was not conducted from people sitting on a desert island.
Okay, you just don't know. That's all I'm saying.
I mean, I can neither confirm nor deny.
See,
but Simo, do you do this? So you've got some pretty disgusting habits.
Really?
Yeah.
No, that's fair enough.
Is that something you do? Can I mention the teeth one?
Yeah, so like what? I mean, that's a weird one. That's more of a timing issue because I brush my teeth twice a day, but just not morning and night. I do it probably
luncheon night.
Yeah.
So Simo, before he comes into work in the morning.
Correct.
As we found out the other day.
Yep.
Does not brush his teeth.
No.
Like, seriously, like, it's 2 minutes. Like, I do it. Like, how do you not?
No, when I brush, it's like a full thing. It's like an opera.
Do you?
There's like, there's opening night, there's the intermission, and then there's like the finale. So I got like the whole thing. I got the mouthwash. I got like the, what's the floss? I got some of that.
What do you floss?
I bought the black floss as well, just to be like.
What's the difference?
I don't know. It's charcoal floss, man.
That doesn't sound good. Don't put charcoal on your teeth. Oh, actually, no, charcoal's meant to be quite good for your teeth, actually.
No idea. Science, dude. Why don't we now come to Brazil? It was up, they did it. Prince Akeem, Mike Posner, Wiz Khalifa together on that one. 7 minutes on the way to that workday, Snow FM breakfast. Simo and Jordan right here with you.
Now, Simo, this winter I've attempted skiing. You've done much laughing at the stories of me falling over.
There was.
Of which there have been many.
There was an attempt.
There has been multiple attempts.
Yeah. And naturally, you have you got any on camera yet, perchance?
No, I specifically make sure that none of my embarrassing stacks are on camera so no one can laugh at me.
Should be like the first thing you do. Can I get a moment? Mountain moments. They are happening at the moment. Plenty of stacks happening up the hill. So you can score yourself a $50 voucher to Alpine Sports by uploading your mountain epic fail or success. You can do that on Snow FM's Facebook page. There's one winner every week. It is all thanks to Alpine Sports. And not to mention that all entries of your stacks, you're doing your super cool stuff.
Mm.
All entries go into the draw to win a Burton Clash snowboard.
It's not just stacks as well, we should say. If you've managed to do something really cool up on the mountain.
Flippy flippy.
Done a jump or a flippy flippy, as Simo calls them.
The reverse reverse.
Reverse reverse flippy flippy.
The exceptional grind.
Anyway, if you managed to do one of them, upload them to the Snow FM Facebook page. I'm about as far away from completing a flippy flippy as is humanly possible.
Yeah.
The other day I went up, was getting on a chairlift.
Yep.
So it was a four-person chairlift. I was right on the right-hand side.
Oh, this will be good.
So they've got little spots on the floor where you stand and then the chair comes from behind you and you sit down.
Okay.
For some reason, and I don't know why, I thought, no, instead of standing in the correct position, I'll stand slightly to the right.
Oh, okay.
And give ourselves a bit more room, because I was thinking, you know.
You're one of those people. I hear lifties hate you guys.
Yeah, and I apologise in advance to all lifties.
So what happened?
So anyway, I was standing, because I'm a genius, standing slightly to the right, the chair comes along, I go and sit down as you do normally.
Yeah.
But instead of sitting on the chair, I sit directly on the armrest.
Oh, no.
So I'm thinking to my right is a big drop. I don't want to go there. So I'll lean over to the left. So I kind of leaned over too much to the left.
Oh, boy.
Completely squashed the other people that I was on the chairlift with.
Sounds good.
Someone managed to get the bar down. Otherwise, I would have fallen over.
Brilliant.
Managed to kind of regain stability. Meanwhile, the lift's swinging from side to side.
Okay, nice.
Managed to eventually regain stability. Go, well, that was an ordeal. Have a bit of a giggle. Look down. One of my skis is missing. And had a look behind the two chairs behind. There's some snowboarder just with it, holding it above his head.
Like
he's
Chewbacca.
Just won the grand final in the footy and it's the trophy. Just, I've got it here! Which meant I had to get off the ski lift with one ski.
Okay.
Which, now I'm a rubbish skier, in case you hadn't picked that up already.
Mm.
So I had to get off with one ski, which, was quite interesting.
Because one ski, that's what the pros can do, right? If they need to challenge themselves.
I am not a pro.
So you were challenging yourself.
I was challenging
when
myself when I
challenged
not
at the skill.
Look, it did not go well.
So
that's
all
I'm saying.
If you see any of that happening on the mountain, well, get it on camera. And,
unless it's me.
Unless it's Jordan. And you can enter into mountain moments, all thanks to Alpine Sports. Score yourself a $50 voucher every week and also into the draw for that Burton Clash snowboard. We're out of here, Jordan.
We'll see you tomorrow.